It's Wednesday, July 29th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Christian man in China jailed for his faith recounted the horrors he faced in prison, from being forced to eat live cockroaches to enduring hours of indoctrination, reports the Christian Post. Li Zheng, a pseudonym, who's a member of the religious minority, the Church of the Almighty God, told Bitter Winter magazine about his arrest 5 years ago and subsequent imprisonment that lasted 3 years and 6 months on trumped-up charges. Li recalled that he, quote, was not allowed to defecate for 16 consecutive days. The leader told me that I could not use the toilet because I am less than an animal, end quote. And within the span of 2 months, he was forced to eat more than 100 cockroaches. Some were bigger than crickets, and some were still alive. Li said, quote, my inmate supervisor wanted them to crawl in my mouth first, and only then was I told to chew the cockroaches thoroughly. The pungent taste made me nauseous. I was in unbearable distress, end quote. President Donald Trump announced several imminent COVID vaccines in the pipeline, reports the Associated Press.
We will achieve a victory over the virus by unleashing America's scientific genius. I'm therefore proud to announce that this morning, the Moderna vaccine has officially entered phase 3 already, and that's clinical trials, the final stage before approval. The second vaccine is likely to enter phase 3 in a matter of days. Under Operation Warp Speed, we've shaved years off of the time that it takes to develop a vaccine, and we've done it while maintaining the FDA gold standard for safety. 4 additional promising candidates are expected to enter final trials in the coming weeks. We're mass producing all of the most promising vaccine candidates in advance so that on the day one that it's approved, it'll be available to the American people immediately, and we'll probably have a lot for a lot of other people throughout the world. The world is suffering from this China virus.
Dr. James Dobson, Christian author and the host of Family Talk, wrote a column entitled, The Stakes Are High This Election Year. He explains that, quote, this is a dangerous time for our 244-year-old republic. The choices we make November 3rd will send us down one of two dramatically different paths, and the wrong decision will be catastrophic. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich said recently that the next election will be the most significant since the Civil War in 1864, and he's right, end quote. Dr. Dobson cited 6 issues: the fate of the next generation, capitalism versus socialism, religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, marriage and the family, and the judicial system. He concluded by saying, quote, for 40-plus years in ministry, my love for God and the love of my family has compelled me to be a voice in our culture and nation. We owe it to our children and future generations to choose our leaders wisely and set an example. So please, steward your vote and don't sit on the sidelines this election. End quote. Proverbs 29 verse 2 declares, when the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. Leaders for a Christian ministry in the United Kingdom have said they've received death threats, and the bank accounts associated with the group have been shut down following a mob rule campaign from LGBT activists, reports Fox News. The ministry in question, Core Issues Trust, is a Christian nonprofit that supports men and women seeking voluntarily to change their sexual preferences and gender expressions. Homosexual activists began targeting the faith-based group at the end of June. Andrea Williams, CEO of Christian Concern, said, quote, this kind of demonization and refusing of services to a Christian ministry is reminiscent of how Jewish businesses were treated under Nazi rule, end quote. Jeremiah 1 verse 5 underscores how valuable God believes every human being is, including the Jews and the Christians. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. And finally, a street preacher in Seattle, Washington, who was exercising his First Amendment right to free speech, was harassed and threatened by protesters, presumably Antifa, wearing gas masks and other riot gear, reports FaithWire.com. It was all documented on video. Listen.
For you to be born again. Want the world to be a better place? Start with yourself. Give your life to Jesus.
You don't stand with us. We do not stand with you.
Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
The video, taken by CBN contributor Chuck Holton, shows the unnamed street preacher attempting to relay Bible passages and a message about Christ. He's wearing a t-shirt that says, "Trust Yeshua, Jesus," on the back. At that moment, two masked members of Antifa walk directly in front of him, yelling. One young protester, using vulgar language, threatens to beat him up. As the preacher continued to try and share the good news, yet another masked protester repeatedly blocked his path and yelled in his face, "Go away," over and over again. Finally, listen to how the CBN contributor asked a simple question of the leftist harasser that shut him up, calling out his foolishness and hypocrisy.
What's your objective here?
Huh?
I'm wondering what your objective is here.
My objective is to honor the purpose of being here.
They're so afraid.
And what he's doing is interfering.
You mean like the First Amendment right to protest? Is that what you're talking about? Is that what the First Amendment does? It gives you the right to tell him what to do, or is it gives you the right to say what you want to say?
The wages of sin is death.
Just wondering. I just wonder if you can explain it to me. That's all.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The protester walked away in embarrassed silence. Holton, the Christian author of 7 books, including Making Men, 5 Steps to Growing Up, is also the host of a podcast called The Hot Zone. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, July 29th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.